TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Jump on our jam circuits, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Monday, July 19th, 2010. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Again, your man T.M. Hyman coming to you live from the Hack Inc. Studios here in Tampa, Florida. And I'm feeling good. Yo, I was just watching America's Got Talent. And I don't know if you all are following America's Got Talent. I love my man Nick Cannon. Love Sharon. Hate Piers. He's an asshole sometimes. But tonight he did a good thing. There were two groups battling. I think the group was RMG. And then I think it was some cats called a Funky Something. Two real cool cats. They was rocking it. Yo, check out America's Got Talent when you get some time. Yo, let's jump right into this new one from the Hack Army. Yo, these cats keep putting it down. Every time I turn around, they got a new track coming. This is called Bodied. Tell me how you feel about it on the other side of this. Here we go. Hack Media. It's the Hack Army. It's called Bodied. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, or get you straight body, bro. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, or get you straight body.
Save my name on your SIM card. I switch guns to switch blades and switch cars. I switch plates and switch states and switch bars. Don't be surprised if I switch face and switch guard. I'm well worth the labor pain I put my mom through. She said I'm good at whatever I put my mind to. Mind you, I be in Louis Lopez's night blue with Velcro straps, need no laces and tie shoes. Shut up, you get smacked with a mouse pad. The Michael Jackson of group homes, I'm that bad. Clear coat with the roof on, that white jag. Or clear coat with two tones that might clash. See, I smile big, but my style bigger. That G5's at an altitude with a cloud thicker. Feet on recline while drinking spritzers and brown liquor. Feet on the mic, only competition is Godzilla.
Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, or get you.
Devilish man flow, yes. Hotter than a summer breeze out there in Cairo, yes. Douse the whole nation with a flame, pyro, shadow boxing MCs, blindfolded, eyes closed, lift them off the seat, toss his body in the wall, blow, then wait for the applause, it's a wrap. Reynolds, yes. Say the wrong words, you be spitting accidental, H-A-C, lock on Pitbull, you only see the glass half full. Learn there's a snot nose homie. Only cash rules. Face turned up while I'm snookling in Cancun. Mad cause my closet probably bigger than your living room. Rush past and find you probably with my flowers bloom. Been in and out of more women homes than Judy Boone. Same girl just spit me out. Now he's trying to play groom. As far as being on top, sorry, it ain't enough room.
Talking all that dumb hard, talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb hard, or get you straight body. Talking all that dumb hard.
starter. Talking all that dumb talk, talking all that dumb harder. Get you straight
body broke.
Talking all that dumb harder. Talking all that dumb harder. Talking all that dumb harder. Get you straight
body broke.
Talking all that dumb harder. Talking all that dumb talk. Talking all that dumb harder. Get you
I go hard like a brick dude. Stack ice like igloos. Automatics that split you in half like 1-2. Little through this sweet boy. Tell me what you wanna do. Show you just a quick presentation. What my gonna do? Blowing on that sour D that'll give me the gas face. Fiends wanna rock right now. Give them that raw bass. I'm nasty like the hallway piece. Up by the staircase. My dudes go against me and win. Now that's a rare case. Yeah, I'm so fly. I got gravity hating on me. Them scavengers waiting on me. Forget them. They fake and phony. I'm sitting chunky on chromey. You see my vision like Sony. I call the wind and she blow me. He know he the ish, don't he? Talking all that dumb hard to get you straight bodyguard. Trey pound on the hip. That's what I call a bodyguard. Trespass on me and get sent to the bodyguard. It's kill to be killed. Get money and party hard.
TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. That was bodied from those hack boys out there in Norfolk, VA. Yo, the lines are blowing up already. Jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Yo, getting into some world news before we get into our conversation tonight. Yo, we have actor Nikoi Banks. Actor tonight, taking part in our discussion, Money, Power, and Respect, continued. But we're talking about money, power, respect in Hollywood, and get some insight from Nikoi, how he's become a successful actor. Nikoi was in Green Zone. He was also in Brooklyn's Finest. Not sure if you all had an opportunity to check out those movies. But after tonight's discussion with my man Nikoi Banks, you will get an opportunity to find out a little bit more and go check out the movie. All right, let's get into some world news right off the cuff here. World news tonight. Did y'all know that marijuana becoming legal is a major discussion amongst folks out in California? Blacks in California are split over the marijuana measure. We'll see how that goes out there. Some of y'all upset you don't live in California. Yo, there's a serial killer case that's haunting the Los Angeles community right now. There's a case of a gentleman by the name of Lonnie David Franklin Jr. Not sure of all of the particulars going on, but out in Western Avenue, Los Angeles, where at least four known victims of the Grim Sleeper serial murderer was found. So, yo, be careful out there because people are losing their minds. In 2010, we still have serial killers. It's kind of crazy. In the news, did you know that there was a Knickerbocker, talking about the Knicks, David Lee, was traded by the Knicks? Who really cares? He's not LeBron. He's not Wade. He's not Shaq. So we really could care less that the Knicks just traded him. David Lee just traded by the Knicks. Lastly, in the news, did you know that cancer is not as deadly as we've seen? There's been cases in which cancer has been diagnosed in patients that didn't have cancer at all. Interesting? Not interesting at all. Look, just pray, eat well. You know, watch your diet, exercise, and, you know, trust and believe in God, and you'll live a long, healthy life. World News has been brought to you by Foresight. Log on to foresight.ciora.com. Log on to foresight.ciora.com. World News brought to you by Foresight tonight. All right, let's get into our next joint. We dropped a joint last night from my girl, Ganga Lee. It was called Opulence. I'm going to go ahead and drop it again tonight for you. This is Opulence, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Opulence, you own everything. Abundance, implementation.
implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer play no games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move on to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated because in all the calls I tweet my name. Me not used to get it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Plus in rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, top three. Travel renowned, soft spot, still existing. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence rule on everything. Never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Think that's slow, but others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheese, able to live another day. Till I compete, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you, roll them on, cause I get it all this way. Persuade the nonsense to see life another way. I can't continue to fight this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, to pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. Come again, that local thing. You just don't even get it, I'm Lady Ganga. You're better off falling back and puffing up on the Ganga. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hence for my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. That was Opulence by my homegirl, Ganga Lee. And Ganga's doing big things out there. Again, I'm your man, TM Hyman, your hip-hop informer. And tonight we're talking about money, power, and respect in Hollywood. I have my homie, Nikoi Banks, who's joining us right now. Nikoi, you there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, man?
Hey, good evening to you, sir. Where in the world is Nikoi? You East Coast, West Coast? You out of the country? What's going on?
Oh man, I'm on the beast. I'm on the beast side. I'm on the east side.
All right, that's what's good, man. Nikoi, I had an opportunity to see Brooklyn's Finest. I actually enjoyed the film, man. How long have you been acting, sir?
Oh man, I've been at it for quite some time, man. You know, since I was a youngin. But just to put it in perspective, the nature of our conversation, you know, professionally, I've been doing this for going on 10 years now, on
all
a professional
right.
level.
All right, so you're official. You know, you're not a newbie
sir.
To none
no,
of this.
No, sir.
You've earned your right to be on the big screen.
Yes, sir. We, in more ways than one.
Was it always a passion? Did you see this as a kid? You wanted to be an actor, or did you start off, you know, in dance or music, and you know, found your way into the movies?
You know what? Actually, it was an enjoyment. You know, sixth grader, seventh grader. You know what I mean? I'm in talent shows. I'm doing poetry contests and winning and stuff like that. You know, hey, winning makes you feel good, and you know, break dancing back in the day. You know, getting the crowd on your side and the oohs and ahs, it does, you know, give you a nice rush. It makes you feel like, I got a little something. And when a couple people, God blesses you with signs, the signs are people. So people come along your path and guide you and drop jewels and pearls on you. Like, you know what? I know of a program that you would be great for, or would you mind coming to speak to my kids or to my church congregation or whatever, do that poem, do that speech? And so, you know, it just started developing and shaping itself, you know what I mean? Until finally I was like, this is something I really want to do. This is something I really like to do. I really like to do this. And the rest
is
still making history.
Hey, I appreciate you for taking it all the way back and acknowledging that you started off doing small things because I think in today's society, you know, we are people who like instant gratification, right? And we despise the small things when at the end of the day, the small things have to be cherished and acknowledged because they build up and create larger things. And I think you're a classic example of that.
Oh, yeah, man. You don't build a wall. You just don't show up with a huge slab of concrete and say, now it's a wall. You know what I mean? It's brick by brick.
Absolutely.
Brick by brick.
Green Zone and Brooklyn's Finest are newer projects, but take us back to some projects that we may not be familiar with that you were actually in.
The first one, the first real jump off, gave me the SAG card and everything, was a film called G.
I got G in my collection right now, homie.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. See, now that's slowly, not even slowly, but that's starting to become one of those, you know, quiet classics. You know, people have caught it on cable or just by happenstance, but you know, that was my first major deal right there.
You're blowing me away right now, man. You're blowing me away right now because G tripped me out in the theater because it had such a 180 from what you were expecting. And I absolutely didn't know, even in the midst of my research, didn't pull that one, that you were in that film. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, that's a good one right there. And let me give you a little, let me give you a quick one. G was originally a stage play. See, I started in theater, worked my way up, you know. So I'm from New Orleans, so that's, you know, that's where I started from. So G was a play that a lot of people saw, and Andrew Lauren, Ralph Lauren Polo,
right?
Andrew Lauren is the son of Ralph Lauren. He came to see play one night. And obviously sparked a lot of interest, showed a lot of interest in it. And I remember meeting him after the play. He shook my hand, said, man, you did a very good job. And quite a few people that's in the movie were in the play, but we darn sure had to earn our spots, you know. But when I finally got cast for it, man, I was going up against a couple people for that role. I played the rapper, B-Mo Smooth, you know. I mean, at the time, Memphis Bleek was hot, this other actor, Chico. I mean, it was a couple people that they were really, really looking at. But when I finally got the role, went for my fitting, I said, Andrew, I just want to thank you, man, you know, for giving me a shot. He looked at me, he said, man, come on. You knew I liked you from the get-go. I said, yeah, well, you know, he said, nah. I liked you, and I couldn't even see no other person playing it the way that you did. You know what I mean? So there goes one of those bricks. But, yeah, gee, that's one jump off. And Invincible with Mark Wahlberg, I was in that one also, you know. Did a couple Law and Orders, and I had a little couple weeks on One Life to Live before.
Hey, that's what's good, man. We're talking some good stuff here. We're talking to my man, Nikoi Banks. Nikoi, I was messing your name up last night on the show, man. We had John Brown on, and I was calling you Nikoi. I was like, damn, I don't see an R anywhere in this name. But it's Nikoi Banks. Let's not get it confused. Co-star of Green Zone, co-star of Brooklyn's Finest. He just let us know about G. For those folks who don't know anything about G, go out and pick it up. That's an awesome film. And then what's that last one with Mark Wahlberg you just spoke of?
Invincible. You know, that's Invincible. A true story about a guy who walked onto the Philadelphia Eagles football team in 76. You know, that's a nice little story. You know, actually, to really give you a little more history about that one right quick, you know, Vince Papale is the name of the guy. But this is where Sylvester Stallone got his inspiration to do Rocky. And so that scene when Rocky is running down, I think it's Pennsylvania Avenue, and he run up the steps and, you know, yeah, he made it jumping around. You know, I'm ready to go fight Apollo. Remember that scene right there?
Yep, absolutely.
He's running through the neighborhood, you know, like Rocky 1, 2, and 3 when he was getting his award and that statue, whatever. Well, Vince Papale, being from Philadelphia, a native Philly boy, you know, they really rallied around him when the news came out that Dick Vermeil, fresh from the college scene, just fresh new head coach of the Eagles, is having open tryouts for an NFL team. That's unheard of. And so one person made it to training camp, and it was Vince Papale. So the cameras and the news, you know, they really follow his story all the way till he actually made the squad. Well, it was a news clip showing Vince Papale running through the neighborhood, running down Pennsylvania Avenue, running up the steps or whatever, and that's where Sylvester Stallone got that from. So Invincible is a good, you know, inspirational film, man.
Nikoi, we appreciate these jewels you dropping on us tonight, man. Just educating us on your profile. We're going to get into some folks who actually want to talk to you tonight. Got a line loaded of people who have questions. Stand by out there. Nikoi, hold on for me, man. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Jump on the feedback line, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be back. This is Tree. It's Breezy. TM Hyman Radio Live.
JR, BM Winning the Greatest, baby. I'm back. Shit. I end all discussions, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I put niggas where your house is. Yeah. Look. Check it. Now, I ain't been here in a minute. I breeze through big boy dog over fitted. See the whip kinnick. The jagged be kidding. Spitting his clothes. I must just admit it. One of the hot y'all. You know that I got y'all. Spitting that hot sauce like sexy. Block moving cane, I be killing your freak. Got the Gucci on top, I be killing his seat. Lot of niggas spit slows, they ain't fucking with Tree. See, I'm a young hustler that be fucking with D. See, I'm a young hustler, I'm the hottest in C. I breeze through land by the hottest in V. And boy, I be crushing the block. You see me with your main chick sucking my top. You see me in the rain sick pushing a drop. You see me with that cane, I'm never gonna stop. And I'm spitting it off that top of the brain. Your baby mama called me, wanna offer me brain. I'm off with in the coupe while I'm moving that range. Pitching cane from the stoop, counting that change. They can't fuck with me. Call your best boy on the phone, he can't fuck with me. Tree, he be holding a chrome, you can't fuck with me, boy. I'm the truth in the booth like Benny Siegel. Couple of grand, but still crystal regal. Who D? Lot of niggas run their mouth, dog can't shoot me. Featree iceberg, dog with the Snoopy. Couple of bricks about the loopy. If you think you real, come and shoot me. Fuck your guns. I'm about moving these bricks, stack of fucking ones. Call my pee-pee, pop bed, the fucking sons. Nigga, see, I be moving the pounds. I'm holding still in the back. Y'all losing the rounds. I'm the nigga off the brain. Y'all losers, clowns. And you niggas can't fuck with my team. I'm the nigga with the ratchet, the 4/5, holding the beam. Breeze through in the quarter eight, pushing the beams. And Tree got the cane in the pot. I put the cane in the spot. You talk slick, I put the flame in your sock. Who want what? Nigga, just say your name. Who want what? Tree, he gon' spray that flame. I'm a grown man, dog, I don't play those games. You dudes is lame. I breeze through quarter mil out on my chain. I like $50 on my wrist. And I don't need to get hyped up off the belly of Chris. All I need is a blunt of haze right to the straight. So if a nigga want beef, I'm ready to chase. I keep a pretty hoe up on my face. I keep going, nigga. Freestyle off the brand, keep going, nigga. I'm about cutting grass, not long, I don't know what. Talk about pounds, smoking that haze. Young nigga that be out in that daze. Listening, Tree, he be crushing the block. 4:30 on freeze, crushing the drop. You see Tree crushing the spot, using the clock. You toss slick, then you lose your pops. Man, I'm so twisted, and I ain't even drank today. Get on the mic, the booth, I don't think today. When it's cold outside, rock a make the day. Throwing a 50-grand bracelet, make the day. With a white tee, ask my boys, I'm so shicey. Ask my boys, I'm so icy. Couple of mil, they can't price me. Boy, I'll bust at your grill, don't like me. I'm a bad dude, I rock with mad dudes. I walk the block looking like Sun with mad jewels blinging on my wrist. Who spitting it like this? Who moving cane, spitting raps, getting it like this? You niggas is lunching, niggas is punching when I'm dumping. I'm on the fast, I'm throwing fucking cash out the sunroof. Tree so bulletproof, sort of like 50. 100 grand whip, maybe even 50. See Tree apes on my feet, they so crispy. Young niggas shooting that ratchet but still miss me. Young niggas shooting that ratchet, they wanna miss me. Tree put head on your money. Tree put money on your head like clippers. I handle the rock like LA Clippers. Boy, I will clip you. Your teeth won't miss ya. Your bras won't kiss ya. Tree so twist so sweet. Boy, I'm that nigga that'll leave your brains right on the street. If you think about fucking with me, well, think of Ben. For a minute, you ain't fucking with me. You ain't really moving cane. You ain't fucking with D. Boy, see, I'm the hottest in C. Still ducking the bed. Still counting the bread. Bucking the lead, I still buck at your head. And y'all niggas fuck on me dead. Cause I'm out for my loot. Since you came from the stoop. Breeze through, nigga ball in the coop. I'm the nigga sharp, baby, never rocking a suit with no tie. And dog, I ain't ready to die like Biggie. Moving these biggies, smoking these biggies. I stay jiggy, a visa law. For my eights, nigga. I be moving that cane, counting my cake, nigga. I be shooting that flame, spitting that eight, nigga. Then you can spit better, I spit in your face, nigga. 100 grand stacked in the safe just for the case, nigga. Long time. Nigga, money to burn. Dead president with Tree, I got money to burn. Dead president with Tree, I got money for her. Hear your
better wait your turn. Oh, fuck if they ain't bad as shit. I'm the nigga, I'm your motherfucking dad and shit. Take your fingers and your bricks out your pad and shit. Little nigga, breeze through in the Jag and shit. Why you mad and shit? You a fat and shit. Got that Ruger and that mad and shit.
TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip hop informer. That was Breezy, my man Tree. We got movie star Nakoi Banks on the line. We got Beast BMO Smooth on the line, everybody. That's my man Nakoi Banks chilling here with us, telling us a little bit about his career. When he said G, I had to dig back. My man BMO Smooth. Nakoi. You there with us?
Clay Underwood and Richard T. Jones, man.
I'm sorry, Nakoi. Repeat yourself, man. Your mic wasn't open.
I say big shouts out to Andre Royal. He's still in the game, man, doing real good things. He was on the YS Bubbles. My man Laz Alonzo, he's doing real big things. Shanoa Maxwell, she played the lead chick. I mean, she was just hot and crazy with
it. Hey, Nakoi, Laz Lonzo was in Avatar, right?
Yep. Laz has done quite a few things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's been Fast and Furious. He's done quite a few things, man. Laz, all right.
No doubt. I want to make sure that everybody understands and gives props to you, my man, though. Again, Brooklyn's Finest is one of the most recent projects. We got the Thriller with Matt Damon, Green Zone. But let's talk about Brooklyn's Finest a minute. You know, and unfortunately, my homie's in the news, and I'll tell you something. I really pray to God that the man gets up off of the man. You know, but Wesley Snipes, what was it like working with Wesley Snipes, man?
Come on, man. That's the godfather of the chocolate.
Who
brought it back for us in the 90s. You know, that late 89, 90. Oh, man, it was.
And Don Cheadle,
good,
man. You were like working with the best of the best. Don Cheadle.
Dude, sitting there watching those dudes be in character. Sitting there watching them, their camaraderie together as men. You know, and the characters being what the characters were, you know, me and my boy Tobias, who played my partner, we were just like sitting back in the cut, like, yo, this is Major League, dog.
Right.
This is Major League right now. We looking at the heavy hitters, and we sitting right here on the same stage with them. Yo, it's time to ball.
When you say heavy hitters, Wesley Snipes and Don Cheadle, you know, Ethan Hawke, those are heavy hitters, right? But damn it, man, you was on the screen with the granddaddy of all granddaddies, like Richard Gere. Shut the front door, dude.
Crazy. We talk Pretty Woman. Richard Gere. Yo, it was great to see the film in this final. You know, the final cut of it, you know, what they came out with it, man. It was great working with Antoine Fuqua, dog. I mean, he's a general. That brother there
right.
Just laid back in the gap and just let you go. If you were corny, he wasn't afraid to tell you, but when you were hitting the mark and doing some surprising stuff, like, I like that. Keep it going.
Right. Yo, I could talk to you all day, man, because I got questions. I'm trying to get into the heads of my listeners to know what they want to, you know, ask you. But you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and open up the line. We got tons of people out here tonight. Folks, don't be mad at me. Everyone's not going to be able to ask a question. But I'm going to open it up to the 757. 757, area code 6012. Last four digits, 6012. I'm opening up the line for you. You're on the line with Nakoi Banks. Tell us your name, where you calling from?
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm calling from Norfolk, Virginia. It's your boy, CA Dollar Sign, Casso.
Casso! Casso,
yeah,
in the building.
Man.
Hey, Casso, what you got for Nakoi, man? Nakoi, have you ever seen G? You seen the movie G?
No, unfortunately I haven't, but I'm most definitely going to go cop that.
Hey, you checked out Brooklyn's Finest?
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, what you got for Nakoi tonight, man?
I the question I have for him is this: through your whole time of getting your career started, is there any point you got discouraged? And when you did get discouraged, what did you do to keep yourself motivated?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, I'm going to change one word for you. that's discouraged, the frustrated. You know what I mean?
When, okay.
You get frustrated every turn of the corner because, you know, your eyes on a big prize. And somebody, you know, somebody who was older than me gave me some words of wisdom and was like, you know what? It's one step at a time. For everything that you achieve on one level, celebrate that. Celebrate it like it's huge. And then you
right.
just aspire for the next level. So, you know, instead of me looking for, man, I want to be right there with it, you know, the older cat was like, where are you right now? First of all, have you done this? And there were a couple of no's, a couple of answers I gave. No, I haven't done a showcase. No, I haven't done a such and such a class, or I don't really have a mastery of this or whatever. He said, get those things under your belt first and celebrate those. And every time you get something new, go out there and express it. Go out there and work it out. You know, so do I get discouraged? Discouragement, I try to stay away from. I've been successful at staying away from that because I've watched a lot of other cats get discouraged, and I saw what it did to them. They just flat out quit. They flat out go and sell insurance and go get something comfortable, you know, and then my game is not comfortable. So I have to
no
come
doubt.
To terms with the fact that, you know, this is always going to be a hustle. This is always going to be a high, high, and a low, low. Celebrate the highs and try hard not to stay low for long.
Celebrate the highs. Thanks, Caso, for your feedback coming out of Virginia, the 757. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I got my man, Nakoi Banks, Smooth Mo B from the movie G on the line. Call in, ask questions. I'm going to open up the line to area code 443, last 4, 2302. It's open to you, 443-2302. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Hello, you're on with Nakoi Banks. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Last 4 digits, 2302. All right, we got a shy listener out there. Let's go back to the 757. 757, the line is open to you. Last 4 digits, 8125. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. 757.
Hey, this is Shot calling from Norfolk, VA.
Shot, what you got from the court tonight, man?
Hey, I just wanted to find out in your pursuit. When you first got started, your pursuit, what kept you motivated? Like, what, because it gets discouraging, what kept you really motivated through the discouragement to keep pressing on, with, you know, to your ultimate dream?
All right. So I left New Orleans, man, knowing that I was coming into New York to study at a studio school at Gene Franco Theater, right? I sold everything, my car, my sound system in my car, cologne, my house system, everything, for 3.5 months of studying. I never visited New York before, didn't know anybody here. I was coming here for one thing and one thing only, right? After I finished the program, make a long story short, a couple blessings came my way. And that's when I made the final decision. Well, that's when it was made clear to me, I can't go back. I don't want to go back. You see what I'm saying? So here I am 13 years later talking to you. So what kept me from being really discouraged and knocked out the game was that I kept saying to myself, I cannot go back. If I go back, I got to go back better than what it is, better than how it is I left New Orleans, better than I did when I left my friends and left all my family. You see what I'm saying? That's the one thing, dude. So I prayed constantly. You know, Lord, I know you got me in this situation for a reason. I got to learn something. I'm watching certain people, you know, get some play and blowing up, and I'm not. So maybe I'm just in the oven needing to get cooked a little bit longer for when it's my time to shine. And when it came my time, I knew exactly what to do, you know. So once I started booking stuff, once things started to come on TV and the short films became popular and then the short film turned into the G's and the this and the that, That's proof right there. That's proof that I got what it takes to make it on the big league because it's happened. So for every time in which I got something, I knew that, well, the next time is coming too. It might not be next month. It might not be the project that I just auditioned for, but it's coming. It's coming because it's already happened.
No doubt. No doubt. The thanks for speaking out of a sincere place, because what you hear and what I hear tonight, brothers calling in trying to aspire, but cats definitely feel worn out. You know, two back-to-back calls from brothers talking about feeling discouraged about the game. You know, you know how it is. I know how it is. But thanks for kind of speaking out of a real place. On the other side of this next track, we're going to come back and try to wrap it up. I don't want to keep you here all night. And I've extended we're digging you right
day,
now,
man.
My friend. We can go with you all day. Thanks for hanging out with us here, man. You are absolutely a brother of the show going forward, you know. We're going to follow you. We're going to big you up, man. You're a black man making it happen out there, but you obviously real, and you keeping it real. Stand by for me, Nikoi. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. I'm committed to bringing the real to you, all right? This is Be Real Radio. We got movie star Nikoi Banks on the line from the movie G, from the movie Green Zone. Nikoi is an official Who Dat dude from the Who Dat Nation. Big up. Up next, this song cut off last night as we was ending the show, but I want to give my man props. We got cats dialing in right now from all over the world. We got Astro J, Young J, listening out there in the UK. This is Can't Stop coming from Young J out there in Britain.
Yeah.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
My name rings everywhere like church bells. I'm with the boss, probably think I spend time in jail. I always go hard, and I always stick it up to the top. Something like hair gel, and I'm in love with God, but I still write about the streets so people think I have a lust for hell. And I'm just trying to write bars, trying to do this shit well. And I'm kinda like Nas X, starting to prevail. And even though I'm only young, I still rap, but I'm so high. But a nigga ain't chum. Sometimes I feel like it's the end of the road, like Young Teflon. My nan said, keep your heads up and you will be strong. And I'll be back for a minute, so let me show you the bars for a couple of minutes. Life's fucked up my chest, and to be honest, I just wanna get there and run fast, just like Sonic. Let's be real, you don't want it. I know niggas that won't bet to leave you slumped on the car bonnet. And I ain't lying honest, a lot of people hate, but deep down they rate me. Ain't that ironic? I flow too right, so where's left? I'm shipping niggas over, but no text. Am I up in the food chain? T-Rex, I ain't giving me to step back, cause I'm next. Pass me the beat, I lay it down easy. And no problem, let me yarn say, just like Chris Brown, different. Niggas know I'm breezy, ay, ay. I'm on arms like a titan, kinda like a python. One attack, you gon' fight, son. In other words, I will kill you with 116 for fun, done. Look, you can't stop me, I'm out of your league. You actually call your left back, but me, I'm up front, I'm scoring goals for my team. I'm unstoppable, they call me Thierry Henry. If SBTV asks me to write a press 64, I will say I don't need to. Why is that? Cause I write loads of F64s. I find it easy to write punchlines and metaphors. And all I wanna do is live life in the fast lane. It ain't easy, so I gotta get in my way. And one thing, F what the haters say, I just send them my love, they keep me humble to get my pay. And truthfully, I ain't acting brave. I'm just standing up, manning up like a lawyer fighting for a big case. And I just take my time and still come first up in this race. Look, you ain't got nothing on I flow with emotion, you could swear a nigga cried. But nope, it's just the way I write a flow. So now let me preach to ya. Hope, kinda like Chippy, I'm fire and I. Swagger's too much, I'll be flagging in the sky. Nothing can stop me, I'm just being confident, I'm not being cocky. And quite honestly, I just got this hunger for this music shit. So not even Superman can harm me. You can see the light in the Young G, and kinda like an arrow hat. This shit is getting big, and to be honest, I just wanna live wealthy. Close the bars with you, raw Eddie Murphy. And if pen and pad was illegal, then every day the feds would always ship and search me. And if you ask me, RG, I guarantee you would say I'm one of the best rappers from my age, hardest this century. And trust me, I ain't being cocky, ain't no one touching me. I see the light, even in the dark hours. I'm flowing bars with you, dirty foul. Stop me
and quit to judge me, cause you ain't always right like Simon Cowell. I swear my shit, I see you like I'm the chosen one. I swear I got the four Star Wars Anakin, real talk about them to the top. Suspension, I'm on my own without getting told what to do, no detention. And I ain't doing me to you, the UG. And I'm just trying to make it rain, you see. And I'm working hard, ain't it plain to see. And I'm like Jada, you can't stop me. Stop me.
Stop me. TM Hyman Radio Live, you are in tune to the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm your hip-hop informer, TM Hyman. You are in tune to Be Real Radio. You've been listening to a conversation dealing with money, power, and respect. I got my man, Nikoi Banks, on the line with us, movie star, absolute theologian. Tell us about the school you went to, Nikoi, and actually, you know, how you got to where you are. You didn't just wake up one morning and become an actor. It takes work to get to where you are right now. For anybody trying to really make it happen in Hollywood, you know, when you talk about money, power, and respect, we respect you. Obviously, you making money is giving you power. What's most important to you out of the three? Money, power, or respect? And tell us why.
Respect. That was easy. Respect. Respect will give birth to money and power. When the money and the power fades, respect will still be there. When you are a man, you or a woman, I don't want to be sexist about it, but, you know, let's keep it real. When you are a man, the one thing that you want most from your family, from the people that you are around, in your society, in your community, you want respect first and foremost. When people respect you, they're not going to come to you with the okey-doke. They're not going to try to slip you a bad contract. They're not going to try to, you know, play mind games and put the Jedi mind trick on you when you walk in the door with respect, because now, see, respect begets power, you see. So if they were of the mindset where we're going to try to cut costs and we're going to try to bargain for the least amount, when you walk in that door with respect, they're gonna put that aside and be like, nah, we can't handle this person like that. We're gonna conduct business on the up and up. We're gonna be fair with the points. We're gonna be fair with whatever, right? And so once you got that power, once you have acknowledged that, they have acknowledged your power, here comes the money. And when you handle people with respect, they wanna stick with you. You see what I'm saying? That's my little take. That's my soapbox on respect.
No doubt.
My education,
no doubt.
You know, my education comes from, you know, I had that Catholic school upbringing, you know. I went to all-boys high school, predominantly white, so I learned some game. Being around the people who made the rules, you know, I learned some game. I assimilated. I kept my mouth shut a lot of times, and I just listened.
Right.
And then when I got with my boys, I was like, okay, let's put this to use. But we're gonna use some of their tools to it. We're gonna use some of their stuff in our hood and make our stuff a little bit better. Then I went to Loyola University in New Orleans. You know, and that's when life opens up for you. When you reach that college scene, you know, life is for the taking. There's all sorts of fruits and vegetables on it. It's a buffet now. It's a buffet. You could just walk down the line as many times as you want and pick out what you want, put on your plate, and devour it. You know, and then, boom, I moved to New York and studied under Gene Frankel Theater. And, man, you know, I've had some other tutelage along the way, but those were the pillars. Those were actually the trampolines that got me here. And I still study. It don't stop. Don't stop. Private coaching. You know, I listen to other friends who go to workshops. I go to workshops, conduct my own little workshop. You know, I revisit books and notes and folders that I have that I've accumulated over the years, and just revisit those notes just to stay lubricated, just to stay fresh. You have to do it. You have to stay relevant.
On all levels, you got to stay relevant. What's
you know,
the
because
one
guess
thing?
What? Knowledge gives you power, and that knowledge will get you money. You know,
absolutely.
Knowledge is power. And people, and when you know what you're talking about, i.e. you are an authority of what it is you're speaking about, that's what you get. Respect. All to me, it all goes back to respect. People work real hard for you for free if you treat them with respect, and if you're handling your business with respect, they will. You know, I mean, it's a lot to be a star, a celebrity, a professional. It takes a lot to be a professional. Got to constantly, you know, you got to have your accountant's got to be on point. You know, you're my publicist, my agent, my manager, my lawyer, my stylist, this, that, my barber. Oh, man, it's a lot that goes into what people see for those 10, 15 minutes, sometimes 10, 15 seconds. Sometimes
right,
10,
absolutely.
15 seconds.
Right.
They have no idea what goes into that. No
right.
idea.
So, folks, you're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. You're already on the line, but I'm going to give you the number anyway, and I'm just going to randomly pick a few people to ask some questions tonight, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Decoy Banks. Decoy, before we take the next question, one thing for anyone seeking to create movies, produce movies, act in movies, what's the one piece of advice that you would provide?
The movie makers, you don't have to really work. You don't have to really work hard to come up with a story that is different. You know, when you're coming out the gate, come with what you know. Write something that you know, and hire people that can really bring your vision to life. I know, you know, people with names attract money. Yes, you need. You do need that, but it's not necessarily required, because if your product is right, you know, the money and the notoriety, they're all going to come. For those, you know, in my lane, you know, the performers or whatever, I strongly advise you to know your craft. You know, be real with your craft. Really study. And mostly study yourself. It's, you know, yeah, you can learn Stanislavski and method, and you can learn all of these different techniques. You do need some technique. You do need some training. But the most important thing is you. You. You are your commodity. You are your CEO. You are your best publicist. You know, you are all you have. So if you don't know yourself, know your isms, know your mannerisms, you know your habits, then, you know, that uncomfortableness, and, you know, that lack of confidence, that little bitty lack of confidence is going to cost you a job, because the next person coming in there with confidence, the next person coming up in there with the goods, they're going to get the job.
No doubt. No doubt. Appreciate that feedback. I'm going to open up the lines. Area code, I'm going to come back to you now. I see you're still there with us. Area code 443, last four digits, 2302. Last four digits, 2302. The line is now open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. All right, going once, going twice. All right, missed opportunity there. Virginia is blowing up the phones tonight. Last four digits and area code 757-6469. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Good evening. This is Dee Dee calling from Virginia.
Dee Dee, what you
yes.
got from the court tonight?
I got a personal question, Nakoy. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm blessed as well. Thank you. Can I ask you a personal question?
Shoot.
I want to know, what was it in around about what age did you decide to take the road less travel as opposed to the road that your friends were taking? What was it and when?
I appreciate you getting personal. Honestly, 19 was it for me. I had two stepbrothers, God rest their soul. They were drug dealers. I was familiar with that game. Familiar. With the game, not in it, barely, but familiar with it. I had boys who were going off to college, D1 schools, you know, on athletic scholarships, you know, that little idea for me kind of sort of went south. And then I had, you know, guys, that people I was meeting who were real smart, who, you know, that's what they wanted to be. They wanted to be academia. Me, I kind of realized right then and there that I was a little bit different. I had a little bit of everything. I had a little bit of everything. So how do I just put all this together and be happy? Be happy with it. And 19 is when I knew. So I spent 3 years in college acquiring knowledge and growing, but yet I knew that college wasn't it. You know, college was it, but what I wanted was beyond that. So that's why I left. That's how I left. And it wasn't easy. You know, and the movie, and this movie right here too, Dee Dee, I'm gonna hit you with this one too. This changed me also. I remember this movie Philadelphia with Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks, right? I don't know if you're familiar with that film, but Tom Hanks, to make a long story short, he was dying of AIDS and he was a lawyer. Denzel was a lawyer who took his case because he was wrongfully released from his law firm, Tom Hanks. And I remember when Tom Hanks said, "I love the law. I love the law," which is why, you know, he was a lawyer. I was like, wow, that was it, because I wanted to go to law school. And I had a nice little role for me set up, too, you know. I had my work study was at Loyola Law School, but I realized I didn't love the law. I was going to law school because, you know, my mama thought it would be great because I could speak well and blah, blah, blah. And this and I had a cousin who was in politics, so I thought going to get a JD was the way to go, and I was going to walk into the political arena in New Orleans, but I didn't love the law. But I loved to perform. I loved acting. And that was it. And at 19, as soon as I turned 20 in January, I knew. It took a while to bring that out, though. It took like 3-4 more years before I could really set out and be like, okay, I'm leaving. And this is it.
Dee Dee, thanks for your question out there. We want to take another call. This call looks like it's coming from out of the country. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Decoy Banks.
What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's good? What's
going on, man?
Tell us where you're calling from. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Name is Cal. Caleb, calling from Baghdad. Just calling to say what up to you, brother. To both of you, actually. Coez, I happen to catch Green Zone. He did an excellent job in that. Me being in the military over here right now, that was, you know, so it was cool. It was real cool to see. I really didn't call, you know what I'm saying, so much to ask him a specific question, but to hear the knowledge, you know, and just the encouragement that he's dropping to the people. So that's what's up, man.
That's exactly where I'm going with it. What's your name again, brother? I'm sorry, I missed the name.
Caleb.
Caleb?
Yeah.
Brother, let me tell you something about Green Zone, if I may, real fast. In that film...
Now, take your time, brother. This is your time. You can take your time. Tell us.
Matt Damon and I were the only two people of that special unit that were not real soldiers. Everybody else that made that unit up were real soldiers that visited, that were in Iraq at one point in time in their military career. So I gotta just say, and my sister, in 2003, my sister went to Iraq as well. So, you know, it's nothing but love and respect that I have and honor that I have for you guys and for the military. Because when I got that role, man, I was like, how did I get this? Out of thousands of people that they looked at, they were intentional. Paul Greengrass, the director, that's just his style. He likes real stuff. So they went out and they interviewed real soldiers who spent time in Iraq. How did I get so blessed to be a part of that and have such a role? You know, Sergeant Perry wasn't a throwaway. You know, he got edited around, and, you know, editing is another thing. You know, I praise God. Thank you for, you know, me having the opportunity to make that film. But, man, I was just overwhelmed the entire time, and we shot that for 4.5 months overseas, Spain, Morocco, and London. I was just completely... It was just completely above my head, but I learned so much. And it was on-the-job training, because I'm talking to these guys on, you know, how do you be a soldier and under those types of conditions and stress. So, man, thank you for calling in. This is huge right here. You know, DD, I thank you and the other brothers, but this brother right here, man, this has really, really made my night because that was a serious film, serious subject matter. You know, who knew how the public was going to receive a war film? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, I had such a blessed time, not just because of where I was, but because of who I was around.
Now, and also, I can't really, this is my first time over here, so I really can't comment on how the rest of the soldiers, you know, definitely feel about it. I know it's some soldiers that were saying, man, when I was over here, it wasn't like that, this, that, and the other. But, you know, it was like, again, I was like, you got to realize that while this film is, you know, maybe based on certain facts, it's still like a fiction to make you contemplate what really, you know, why are we really here? You know, those questions, those are valid questions that, that I definitely think about every day. I'm like, why am I here? I was like, I used to run the streets of Brooklyn and party in Manhattan, yet why am I here laying in this desolate country every night? So, you know, it just makes you think different things. And we all have our different reasons why we do things. So, but like I said, man, much love to you. You know, keep doing your thing. I look forward to seeing you some more films. So,
yes, sir.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, what a blessing,
man.
Thank you. And God bless you and your unit and, you know, and your family, man. You know, and we thank you. And I thank you personally.
That's definitely appreciated, brother. Definitely appreciated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless definitely to you, my brother, and the unit, as eloquently stated by Mr. Banks there, and the entire, you know, U.S. military. We appreciate you in the call from Baghdad tonight. Wow. Mr. Banks, we international, brother. We international. Folks, you are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:56 here in Florida. It's 10:56 in New York. It's 10:56 in Norfolk, Virginia. It's about 9:56 out there in Chicago. Wherever you're listening to TM Hyman Radio Live, and we have Nakoi Banks on the line, actor extraordinaire from the Who Dat Nation. My man has blessed me tonight. He's blessed the audience tonight. I'm going to get one last call in before we get out of here. We've taken up a lot of your time, sir, but I think you've done us really, really well tonight. And you are, my dude, a friend of the show. You can come back here whenever you want to. Again, we got cats tuned in all over the world. And the lines, this is the first time I've actually seen the lines like really like lit up like this. It's like ridiculous. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Bear with me 1 minute. I'm sorry, something's not working right with you. Area code 757, last four digits 1837. 1837. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Yo, what's up, T? It's Ames, yo. Calling from
Ames in the building.
Yeah, man. What the deal is, man?
Hey, we got Nakoi. You hear? If you listening to the show, you hear what's going on tonight, dude.
Yeah, I hear him, man. He's a very inspirational brother, man.
Hey, what you got for Nakoi?
Yeah, I got a question for him, man. Are you really a Saints fan, man?
No. I appreciate the question, bro. You know what I'm saying? Although, I got to say, I do have my Reggie Bush jersey, you know, in the crib. I do have my Super Bowl T-shirt. You know, my mom sent it up here, so I had to get it. You know, but I got love for the Saints, of course. You know, I got undying love for my city. You know, never can get that twisted. But when I was growing up in my hood, man, you know, if you were a Saint, you couldn't be a Saints fan, brother. You just couldn't do it. You know, cats were Pittsburgh Steelers fans, the Cowboys, or the Raiders in my hood. So I will tell you this, though. I became a 49er fan when the 49ers beat Denver in the Superdome.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. When I saw it, when I saw that in 83, in 83, man, I don't mind telling my age. It's all, it's real. I saw that, man. I ran outside when the 49ers put a whipping on Denver. I ran outside. I'm like, San Francisco 49ers, that's my team. That's my team. Because everybody else, they had a squad. Everybody else had a squad, so that was mine. And so from that point on, I just kept following them. And, of course, you know the legacy. You know what I'm saying? 49ers, you know, team of the 80s into the 90s, we did that. So 49ers been my squad, man. But as the Saints began to make some steps, man, I'd be like, all right, go ahead on, Saints. I see you. Man, we won the Super Bowl, dog. I got to go ahead on and shout it out. Shout it out.
Nakoi, you are the man.
My man put me on the spot, man. Where that cat calling from?
You know what? Hey, he was calling from Virginia. He was calling from Virginia. That's my man, Ames.
I respect that. Them damn people from Virginia, boy, they go at you, huh?
Hey, it's the level
of the clock. I'm going to give it to you right, man. That's respect, babe. I'm going to give it to you straight.
Hey, dude, it's 11 o'clock, man, and you, my man, have blessed the world. Everyone who's tuning in, I want to appreciate you. Again, you're tuned in to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Be Real Radio with again, actor extraordinaire. He got the title at this point. My man, Nakoi, not to be confused with – I said Nakoi. Nakoi, not to be confused with Nakori that I called earlier. Dude, I absolutely know who you are. I respect who you are. Please forgive the lips here with the mispronouncing of the name. I take that very seriously. I don't want you to be offended by that at all. I respect you.
Man,
I respect the time that you done spent here with us tonight, Nakoi Banks. I did research prior to this show, dude, but after all that you've shared, I don't feel like I did any research prior to this show.
Sorry to cut you off. Can we also discuss Spare Change, please?
Spare Change.
Yeah, Nakoi.
Yeah, man, that's very quickly, man. That's a film that's about to debut right now, in 2 weeks from now, in the New York Latino International HBO Film Festival. Man, this is a nice, nice piece of work. A very good friend of mine, business partner, Suzette Ezariah Gunn, wrote it, directed it, starred in it, and is producing it. Beast is a pleasure for me to work with this woman. But this is the first time I get to play a lead, man, in this brother, in this film. You know, for all of the people who called in and who didn't make it in, this is one of those films that you want to have in your library for inspiration. Because very quickly, man, this is a story about my character, Trey Dice, a saxophone player, you know, musician, has his own band, cool. You know, just his whole entire mission was his career. So, you know, things fall by the wayside when you have tunnel vision like that, i.e. your family and things of that nature. So he loses his relationship, and ultimately he loses some things in his life that makes him refocus. And he has a chance meeting with a homeless man who just asked him to spare some change. It's going to do the film festival circuits, and I know pretty soon there will be an opportunity to purchase the DVD at a very, very inexpensive price, because, you know, the recession and, you know, this young lady is just trying to, not only the recession, but this young lady is just trying to, she's on a mission, not necessarily trying to profit. You know, this is definitely about love and respect. As we talked about earlier,
website?
The money's
going to
come.
Website? Is there a website we can log on to see a trailer? Can we drive traffic there?
Man. Go to sparechangethemovie.org, www.spare, S-P-A-R-E, change the movie, all one word, sparechangethemovie.org. Check that out, man. Leave your comments, your questions, but this is a very, very good story. All those who are pursuit of whatever your dreams are, it is possible to have everything. It is possible to have everything. You just have to keep your priorities in line. And that's just a message from me, just to wrap up our time together, man. I really appreciate this moment, brother. I really, really do.
Hey, Nicole, you don't understand, dude. For anybody who was just wondering, like, where did that, like, voice out of the sky come from? That was my one of my producers, Ray Blanco. Big up to Ray Blanco, who's actually in New York. I'm in Florida. But I was like, okay, spare change. Big up to Ray. Ray making big things happen. We
Joe
love
Nuff.
Him. Yeah, definitely. We love them. Folks, this is as good as it gets when you can really get it directly from a movie star who's not just connected, okay? He's done work with Richard Gere and Wesley Snipes, you know, and Ethan Hawke, and, you know, I mean, come on, it
Matt
goes
Damon.
On and on.
Matt Damon. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know, this has been a real conversation, folks. You know, TM Hyman Radio Live, I invite you back here anytime you want to come back, man. I would love to do like an event where you could actually come and just pour into my audience and my friends, anybody that's trying to get it. The one thing you said tonight that I said last night when we was talking to John Brown, knowledge is power. You know, you said it. We don't understand. We were talking about respect. And what I love about this whole money, power, and respect theme is the fact that everybody's talked about respect. You know, so at least in our community, we realize that we need to respect ourselves as individuals more. And in turn, we can respect other people more. Brother, we love you. We got love for you. We got love for all you're doing. We wish you continued success, peace, and blessings. Again, anytime you want to come back, you know, absolutely. You know, you can come back anytime. You're a friend of our show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And I'm going to take you up on that offer. That's real.
No doubt. No doubt. Folks, you can jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. I am your hip-hop informer. Coming up after this song, we have our finance segment. It's running a little late tonight, but I think it was well worth it. This is called Take You Higher.
Loving your sweat.
live. I am your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. Yo, I am, like, crazy amped off of that last interview. My man, Nakoi Banks, that was on point. He shared a whole lot of, like, personal information, dropped jewels on us, folks. And, again, I'm committed to bringing on guests who's going to help us to move forward, all right? So, again, Nakoi Banks, appreciate that. You can come back anytime. Tomorrow night we have Dawn Richard from Diddy's Dirty Money. We got Dirty Money in the building tomorrow night, y'all, and it only gets better as we really, really, really try to kick it off. You are T.M. Hyman's audience. Therefore, we got to put it down for you. Let's get into our finance segment here. We got Toya calling us from Newcastle. Toya, what's up with our finance tips tonight?
Oh, hey, T. Well, tonight we just wanted to touch a little bit on savings and why it's so important. Most people don't realize how important it is to save money until they find themselves in a position in which they need it and they don't have it readily available. We're not just talking for emergencies, but if you make savings a regular part of your everyday life, then you'll find yourself in a better position later on in life when it comes to retirement time and things of that sort.
Yo, I definitely need that kind of tip. If you just put aside like $5, $10 every pay period, you probably have your Christmas money at the end of the year, right?
Right. And you can do a lot more than just putting away money for Christmas funds. You can actually save money towards retirement, save money for emergencies, and then just save money for you when you actually want to do things for yourself, such as vacations and so on. But I do have 6 easy ways that you can save money. The first one will be to take advantage of any employer's matching contributions, such as like a 401k plan. Most employers do offer that nowadays, and a lot of them are matching what it is that you put into your savings. So this is going to help you later on down the line when it's time for you to retire. You also can set up automatic transfers through your bank. If you're not the person to transfer funds yourself, or you find yourself transferring funds and then taking it right back out of savings, you can set up some automatic transfers through your financial institution. You kind of want to look at it as paying yourself, just like you pay a bill. You have your mortgage due every month. You have your insurance due every month. You need to make sure you factor yourself into the equation and make sure you pay yourself every month as well. Take advantage of direct deposit. Most employers offer direct deposit. So if you never see the money, then you're less likely to miss it, per se. So if you have the majority of your funds going into a checking account and then you just take $15, $20 a week and put it into a savings account that you don't see, over time that's going to build up. So that's helpful as well.
Certainly.
If you're one of those people who have every intention on saving money, but like I said before, you constantly go back into your savings account and pull the funds back out, you might want to take a look at online savings accounts, such as ING. It will help you keep your hand out of the pot, per se. It's not easily accessible, so you can't go in and take the money out. Once you put it in, it's harder for you to go in and withdraw the funds. And then a positive note on that, they also have higher interest that build onto your savings that you put in. You also have different programs that financial institutions are offering right now, such as Bank of America. They have like the Keep the Change program. So if you spend $1.79, they're going to take the 21 cents that's left over and put it into a savings account for you. Wachovia has a similar plan called Way to Save. And every time you make a purchase, they'll take a dollar and transfer it into savings. Of course, you don't want to use this as your primary savings, but every little bit helps, so you can use it to supplement any other form of savings that you have going on.
Right. Folks, do me a favor. Stop cashing your damn checks down at the check cashing place. It makes, stupid, like. I'm sorry, my mom says there's a few words you never say. You never say stupid. You never say hate. You never say hate. You don't hate anybody. You know, no, it's stupid as hell to go down to the check cashing place and let them, you know, charge you 11.33% of your hard-earned check when you can put 11% in a savings account for your child towards their education or towards a car or towards a new pair of shoes. I mean, it just makes no sense. Let's stop wasting our money. Folks, African Americans are the biggest spenders in the world, not just in the neighborhood, not just in the community, you know, not just in the city, in the state, in the country, in the world, African Americans. Now, let me tell you something. We aren't the biggest money earners in the world. A big question mark over your head. What that says is work smarter, not harder. Toya, recap what you just shared with us tonight in this money segment that's been brought to you by Foresight.Sierra.com along with Malik Artist Management and HackMedia.com. Foresight, log on to Foresight.Sierra.com for any issues with discomfort, pain, or energy. If you need energy help, discomfort help, or pain help, log on to foresight.cr.com. The show's segment's been brought to you by That Entity, along with Malik Artist Management and HackMedia.com. Please recap, because you just shared some really good tips as it relates to saving. And I hope people are writing these tips down.
Okay, not a problem. Again, you want to take advantage of any employer's matching contribution programs that they have that they're offering at your job, which would be like a 401k plan. You want to take advantage of setting up an automatic transfer through your financial institution, and they'll take care of transferring your funds into savings for you. So it's kind of like paying yourself. Use yourself as a bill every month. Take advantage of direct deposit so that the money is deposited directly into a savings account. You don't see it. You won't miss it. You won't touch it. If you do have problems with touching what's in savings, you can take advantage of a separate online savings account, such as ING. You don't have easy access to it, and they also offer higher interest on the account. There are different programs that financial institutions are offering, like Keep the Change and Way to Save and things of that sort. You want to use that as a supplemental form of saving. And one more point that I didn't touch on, but it's probably the best tip as far as saving money, and that's scaling back on your spending. Sometimes we spend unnecessarily on things we don't need to spend on, especially work. When you're working, you go out to lunch every day. You can pack a lunch and save yourself $7 or $8 a day. You can take that $40, $45 a week and put that in savings. People don't realize how much that adds up. If you take $50 a week and put it in savings, you're thinking, oh, well, $2,600 a year is not a lot. But if you do that over 25 years, you'll have about $65,000 in the bank, not including any interest. So if you change your thought process, you can end up saving a lot of money along the way.
Toya, we appreciate you for this money segment. Again, brought to you by Foresight.Sierra.com, Malik Artist Management, and Hack Media USA. Toya's back with us on Wednesday, 10 p.m. Wednesday, 10 p.m. Tell a friend, log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. T. M. Hyman. If you have a friend or if you have music that you want to feature here on the show, you can have the music forwarded to T.M. Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. T.M. Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Folks, it is 5:19 tomorrow in Paris. It is 6:19 tomorrow already in Baghdad. In Rio de Janeiro, it is 12:19 in the a.m. In Tokyo, it's 12:19. On the other side of this song right here, we have the Taylor Music Group in the building. Check this song out. Tell us what you think. I played it last night. I'm going to play it again because it's different, but it's a banger. Here we go. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I wanna go to sleep.
so empty from losing you. There's just something wrong when I can't kiss those blissful lips. There's just something wrong when I can't shed a single tear. Lay me down to sleep before I break down and cry. Before I lose my mind.
I'm your hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman. You can jump on the feedback lines right now at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. That one's called Sleep. Coming from the Taylor Music Group. That's a bang one. That's a banger right there, Marv. Mic is open, brother.
What's good, man?
Big Marv Taylor.
What's going on, my man?
Hey, man, introduce yourself to the people. You're being heard all over the world. And because I still have, it looks like I still got cats that's up in Baghdad. And right now, I believe it's like 6:24 in Baghdad. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the mic. But go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
What up, world? It's MD Taylor, a.k.a. Sincere from Taylor Music Group, FDR, Final Destination, Wet Money, TMG, KP, TMG, Electric Chameleon, TMG. We all TMG. It's all blood, baby.
Damn, that sounds like one of them long titles off a comedy skit. But,
hey.
Yo, much respect. Hey, yo, you got music for days, so I can understand that long damn title. Yo, my man, the line is open to you. Where the number's really freaky, so I'm taking it that you're still hanging out in Baghdad.
Yeah, I'm still here. It was like I had actually, like, the other night we had we was outside the wire running a mission, and I had missed the show, and I was knocked out earlier, and I just happened to get up to go to the bathroom. And I was like, you know, to check my email and everything, and I forgot, you know what I'm saying, that it was on. So I had to, and you hit me. So I was like, I called in and everything. So, and I'm glad I did. Got to hear some fresh new music.
Hey, how you feel about, like, that track, that track right there that just went off, that sleep track, that
you know,
rock and roll?
I need you to send me that. Yeah, I need you to send me that, you know, like, it's funny, yo, because out here, like, you know, I'm primarily, like, I listen to all types of music, but I'm only going to either buy or download, you know, like, hip-hop, reggae, R&B, you know, music that I listen to a lot. But being out here amongst the diverse cultural background, it's like I've been exposed to, you know, like, rock and roll and alternative music, you know, and actually, you know, it's something that as African American we're not really, really exposed to unless you're in that environment. But, you know, it's like it's a different experience, and I really vibe to that track, you know. So
I thought it was,
like waking up, you know,
point.
What I'm saying, in cold sweats, you know what I'm saying, and nightmares from time to time, you know, like, really just relate to shit like that. So that's what it is.
I saw that you were out there on the line, brother, and wanted to make sure I open up the line to you. We're going to see what we can do, you know, through the music group to get that track to you. We definitely want to keep the soldiers up out there in Baghdad. Again, it's like it's 6:27 in the a.m. out there right now, right?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to actually hit the gym in a moment. So it's like I was supposed to wake up at like 4:30 and go do some running before it got to be 100 degrees, but I don't think that's going to happen today.
It's 100 degrees right now out there?
It's probably like 90 and some change.
90 at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's what's
good. Yeah.
That's not what's good. Medley,
like,
we appreciate you for tuning in.
No doubt.
We appreciate you for tuning in.
Anytime,
folks, you
brother.
Are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. That's my man Medley calling from out of Baghdad, Iraq. What you just heard was a track called Sleep from my man Sincere and his team out there, Taylor Music Group. You got a stable of producers, my man, and a long roster of artists. What was the team or the artist of Sleep? What's the name of that crew?
Name of the group is Electric Chameleon. They out of Roanoke, Virginia. You know, and anybody who like my man just got off the line, I appreciate the love. Anybody looking for music, I send you anything you want. Just send me an email to mdtmg@gmail.com. I send
you
music.
Repeat that one more time.
mdtmg@gmail.com, and I send the music out to you. You know, love the soldiers, appreciation. I appreciate them for everything they're doing for us out in Iraq and everything, you know, because I couldn't do it. At 6 o'clock in the morning, 100 degrees, you know, I'm complaining about 100 degrees at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Much love, go out of them.
Marv, you ran down a slew of names, entities. Explain to the people exactly what the conglomerate consists of and what we can look forward to right now, and drop some website information so we can drive traffic so we can really do more. And we're going to drop a couple of more joints for you before we get out of here. Try to anyway.
All right, website first. Website is www.finaldestinationrecords.com. Anything you're looking for, you can go and you can find there all the information you're looking for. As far as the company is TMG/Final Destination Records. We've been doing music for a while. My main producer I'm working with right now is Ace21 from Track Masters. He done work with Lil' Kim, Jamie Foxx, Fantasia, Game, Late Great MJ. I ain't even gonna say no name, but everybody who know music know who the late great MJ is. Rest in peace. I mean, we just trying to make good music. That's just all we're doing.
Hold up.
Electric Chameleon, like we said, out of Roanoke, Virginia. We got King Palace out of Norfolk, Virginia. We got Wet Money out of Memphis and Baltimore, you know. So, I mean, we just doing it. Just trying to set our footprint in the game.
Email one more time for anybody who's looking to get anything. And I'm going to drop the Hey Girl on them. And tell us who actually the group for Hey Girl or the artist.
Group for Hey Girl is Electric Chameleon, once again, EC for short. Email is mdt.tmg@gmail.com.
Okay.
So here you go. This Hey Girl
from
Electric Chameleon.
You tell me this, since we've heard one from that artist, Sorry was my next one. Is that the
Sorry
same,
from,
is that the same thing?
No, Sorry is from K.Cheek.
Okay. Let's flip it, because I want to make sure that the audience gets a taste of what you really, really representing. And I want to let y'all know that Take You Higher earlier in the show also was TMG. And who was that?
That was Wet Money, produced by H21 and Track Masters himself.
Yo, Take You Higher was hot, and we played that last night. And it was requested. It was requested back again this night, so we dropped it. So if we can get a few more requests for Take You Higher, you'll hear that in rotation here at TM Hyman Radio Live. If anyone who's looking to get their music played or tested right here, if you send it, I'll play it. If it's whack, I'll still play it. And then have people to call in and weigh in on it, okay? Don't be offended. You know what I'm saying? You gotta establish some thick skin if you're really trying to do this. You know, send your music to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. You can jump on the circuits at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. This is Sorry, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Baby, I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come, so sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come, so sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come.
I got some films in the back of my mind, but it's a shit, homie. And I can hack it, I'm fine, instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel the whole world trying shit on me. Ready to bet it up on this chick, homie. Turn around, got a new chick trying to kiss on me. Ex-girlfriend that's on and popped up, knocked up, happy it's not mine, but sad it's not us. Now my new girl, mad at this crush I cut. We still together, can't let another bitch stop us. I got beef cause two other niggas, girls I fuck, can get them hit, but niggas ain't worth that much. They ain't worth that call, yeah, my daytime minutes. And I ain't falling for that playground kid shit. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit, don't tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tennis over to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. But you know life, caviar, Rio wife. That's the dream, I dream it every single night. How I feel, can't show it, can't show what's real. They only know what's on the camera like the movie Cloverfield. I got goals unattainable, like I don't know. Stuck on the rope, found attainable, and can't let go. I can't climb cause my arms too so. Failure catching me, success ahead of me, but I'm stuck on pro. I can't juke cause the art's too broke. It's just a part of the growth, move music, but minus the joke. I say, when am I can't fathom, I wanna push square and ask man. But my pride's too big to just ask him. I'm in the wrong lead, man, I just passed them. I'm in the wrong race, man, I just laughed them. Gotta set the competition up. They say you gotta fight the big dogs if you want the bigger bucks. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crime, hard not to listen to my pride, tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie, fuck the facade. Pain tending so to your eyes, they say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. They say jailbird, leave a nigga alone. He's a jailbird, never coming home, what if it's family? They want big kip locks, can't let a nigga get successful, then they throw him in the box. They throw away the key, leave his kids on the block. I can only imagine what it's like not having a pop. Black America, what do we do? It's only so long he can be picked on before he shoots up the school. That doesn't justify that beat tech that he used. Pop the question, get Sean Bell, shit on the news. This morning woke up kind of sick on me. Run my gun, girlfriend trying to flip on me. Mama called my phone, just trip on me. Nigga in my face battling. See, it's not his fault, but he spit on me. I end up grabbing him. He end up grabbing for his ratchet in the ambulance. Pack him in the back and it's back to
when I grow up. I just wanna be alive, I just wanna live, I don't wanna die, I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to a crime, crime hard. Hard not to listen to my pride, tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie, fuck the facade. Pain tending so to your eyes, they say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside.
Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. Got my man Sincere. That was I'm Sorry. Coming from TMG, that's the Taylor Music Group. Hit us with that email address one time again. If anybody out there anywhere in the world is looking for some music, you can hit my man Sincere up at this address right here.
It's mdt.tmg@gmail.com.
Yo, anything, you know, specific you need us to know about TMG, what we can expect, you know, where we can go to get any information, to get music, to get services, hit us up.
Well, for all that, I'm going to put my man A21 on the line and let him take over from here.
What up?
Ace.
What's goody?
Yo, everything, man. The music you cooking, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Thank you, brother.
Yo, so,
I appreciate
it. Keep it stirring. Keep it stirring. What can we look for, you know, coming up right now in the near future, right now and in the near future from TMG?
From TMG, we got a plethora of, like, artists and, you know, projects we're working on. Of course, we got the Electric Chameleon with FDR. You know, I'm doing a project with Vision One, who's a Filipino artist out here, out in VA. And it's a lot of, you know, set aside from Electric Chameleon, Wet Money, Young Clue, Nathan Griffith, Meezy, Nathan Alexander, Solid Rage. There's a lot of people part of the team. And we're just trying to step out of the box and do something new, you know, kind of make timeless music, but do it our way, you know?
No doubt. Well, one more time, hit us up with an email address, website information. Where can we go to pick up material? Where can we get services? Who should we contact?
You can go to mdt.tmg@gmail.com. And you can also go to Final Destination Records. That's all spelled out correctly. Final Destination Records @yahoo.com. Or, you know, you can go through them as far as, like, my side of the thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I usually go through FDR or TMG. So, you know, we all stay connected. We just surround ourselves with good people. It's a great circle we got going on here. And we look forward to, you know, blessing you guys with a whole bunch of new music.
Hey, we appreciate you all taking time out of your busy schedules. I know you cats are grinding. I know you're probably in the studio right now. So, you know, you're welcome to come back and share, you know, whatever you got for the people. You come back, you're welcome to come back and, you know, maybe host, take over the show, you know, make it a TMG night, you know what I'm saying? You know, because you're definitely putting it down and we representing. So we'll stay in contact. Thanks for hanging out. You are T.M. Hyman's audience, and I'm committed to making sure we bring the freshest hottest music to you. That's my man Sincere, leading the team TMG out there, repping Norfolk, VA. Yo, they got artists all over the country though. I know for a fact my man been grinding for a minute. We've been in it together for a minute. Again, I'm your man TM Hyman, your hip hop informer. I love you all.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
This fitness and health segment is brought to you by Massage for Life. You can log on to www.massageforlife.com. www.massageforlife.com. This health and fitness segment is sponsored by Massage for Life. Didi, what you got for us tonight? Reducing our stress, helping to keep us fit and whole.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Thank you for having me again for another segment of health and wellness. Tonight we'll be focusing on vitamins and minerals and why we need them, and organic versus synthetic vitamins. Basically, I just want to let everybody know vitamins and minerals are essential nutrients that the body needs in small amounts in order to work properly, in order to function. Different types of vitamins, fat-soluble vitamins, which are found in your foods, and then you have your water-soluble vitamins. They're found in food as well, but those are the vitamins that you can lose when you cook your food or put it in the microwave. They can be destroyed. So that's a reason why we should take vitamin supplements as well. A lot of people don't know. They just think take vitamins. You also need minerals as well because they also build strong bones and teeth. They control your body fluids inside and outside the body, like sweat, urine, things of that nature. And they also turn the food that we eat as we digest, and it goes through all those processes inside our body, it turns it into our own natural energy. So you not only need a vitamin or a multivitamin, you need vitamins and minerals in your system. Now, excuse me. And again,
now, do you have enough vitamins in your system? Do you have enough vitamins over there? No, I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Yes, I have enough vitamins. I actually take a vitamin by the name of Double X, which is a product of the Nutrilite line, one of my products that I offer my product lines through Amway Global. Anyway, just want to let you know, Double X is a great product. It offers vitamins, minerals, and also...
You know what? I appreciate the package that you sent here to the office, because being that you say Double X, I actually seen for folks who thinking that might be like a Double XL, you know, you, the only thing you know Double XL is like the magazine and the condom wrapper. She's not talking about either one of those. But it is in a little package though, and I did get the vitamins and supplements that you sent here to the office. I got the protein bars and the bottled drinks. You know, I try the non-transdermal stuff. So I've been doing the non-transdermal. Can you explain the difference between dermal and non-transdermal?
Well, the difference between dermal and non-transdermal means one is things are transmitted through your skin, which is dermal, and non-transdermal means things are not transmitted through the skin. That's the difference. However, it is a great thing that you're doing. You're using a non-transdermal chip for energy, pain relief, or for rest. However, it does not, even though it does get your body into homeostasis or a balance, it still does not give you the vitamins and minerals that you need, because you excrete these or get rid of certain vitamins and minerals on a daily basis, and you have to replenish your body. And though, again, your non-transdermal chip will put your body into a balance, it still doesn't feed the cells, which the vitamins and the minerals need in order to obtain a better or more healthy homeostasis or balance.
Gotcha. Thank you very much for that clarification, uh-huh. because I knew there wasn't a conflict, but you just answered the questions that I have. Thank you. What else do you have for us tonight?
I just want to, again, wanted you to know that a lot of vitamins people are taking are probably synthetic. For instance, like your Centrum. Centrum is a man-made vitamin, not an organic vitamin. And what people really need to know is that man-made vitamins are less effective for you than your organic vitamins. Now, I understand that the organic vitamins may have a little more nastier taste or a less desiring taste. However, they provide a lot more of what you need as far as the vitamins and the minerals and the phytonutrients as opposed to a man-made vitamin. Man-made vitamins are mostly made up of coal. You can put coal in your fireplace. You also want to put that in your body. Coal is something they use to make cigarettes. So if you're not a smoker, guess what? You're still getting some product that they put in tobacco, coal, because that's what man-made synthetic vitamins are made of, things of that nature from a lab. So you definitely want to make sure you're reading labels. You want to look for the labels that not only tell you how much of the vitamin you're getting, you want to look to see if they tell you if it's coming from a food or a non-food item. And this will let you know if you're dealing with an organic vitamin and mineral or a synthetic vitamin and mineral.
Right, right. Yo, your information, your classification is on point tonight. Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I just want to close with this. Before you go out and purchase the whole shelf or go to your organic store or health food store and purchase the whole line of organic vitamins, please see your PCP or your physician, your family doctor, to ask what if any vitamins should you be taking and how much should you be taking. There is a such thing as a vitamin and mineral overdose, and you can actually cloud your body with toxins from vitamins and minerals that can cause you to overdose, like a drug overdose, and that's a bad thing. So before you just think you know what you need, go and consult a physician and let them tell you what type of regimen you should be on.
Absolutely. This information is brought to you by Massage for Life. Tonight, Massage for Life. Didi, can you drop the website and the address on us for Massage for Life, please?
Okay, again, the website, again, is massagesforlife.com, and the address, I'm actually located in Norfolk, Virginia, and that is at 5950 Poplar Hall Drive over in Norfolk. If you know where the Military Circle Mall is and the Costco is, you know where I am located. Again, that address is 5950 Poplar Hall Drive in Norfolk, Virginia, and our website is massagesforlife.com.
You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your man, your hip-hop informer. This is Be Real Radio. Again, shouts out to my man, Coy Banks, tonight for showing us crazy love. Big up to my cousin, Boo, and the Marks family, the Pitts family, the Hyman family, the Thurgood family, the Daniels clan. It goes on and on and on. Big up to my producers. Big up to Miss Willingham. Big up to Toya. Big up to Bobby John. Big up to Ray Blanco. Big up to Javier Torres. All contributors helping to make TM Hyman Radio Live happen. Up next, we have a spotlight coming from an artist that I wasn't able to get on last night, but he's Kev Alt, self-titled Kev Alt. Tell me what you think on the other side. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Again. Harley, you got me feeling it, nigga. We gon' give it to him this time. The brothers are better business. No regard, deadly calm. It's going down like an avalanche, nigga. Let's go. Okay. It's going down, right? Let's get it. Come on. How you talk?
up and you sneaking snuff niggas. I don't leave a clue, but I totally touch niggas. The fuck on my face, or I bless you like saying my grace. That mean I'm about to eat your plate, but I ain't come for no steak. And you right, I ain't shit, nigga, but guess who's the asshole? You singing at your funeral and think it's a collabo. These idiots ain't getting it, calm as a born lyricist. Born on 12-12, I was destined to be a lyricsmith. Got the heart of a lion, the strength of an ox. Patience of a black mama, but I'm slick as a fox. Rather bang my way out before I sit in the box. No more sleeping on dirty cots, the three hot in the shot. You forgot? I bang on beats and bang on streets. So when you can't talk to niggas, they relate to the heat. Who am I? The Seven Walker, Brownsville, New Yorker, Kingsborough Project, Ralph Avenue, Gunsparker, Brick. Yeah, it ain't over. Let's get it, nigga, please. I won't even waste my breath. Go sing a three-part harmony, that's what you do best. CEO, you barely got a GED. You shades of gay, snitching on your CUC. Yeah, I'm on a pedestal, you right, you better move. A soldier's expendable, my niggas is general. So what niggas better do is know they rank. Go get some stripes, baby boy, for that ass get spanked. See, I'm back to the block like a full-court press. Now it's time to go, man, we gon' see who the best. 5'9", 4'5", and a vest. Time to spank your little monkey ass for fucking with a vet. Y'all niggas like video vixens on ass. Put your record sales next to my single with cold glass. See, I'm getting money hand over fist. You stand there stiff. I'm coming out swinging with my back to the fist. Brick. They call me calm. Nigga step wrong, it's like detonating a bomb. Had your body fragments all over the place. My mission is to infiltrate these faggots, taking up space. I'm the first line of fire when it come to the war. Nigga, fuck the backyard, I bring this shit to your door. Nigga, say the wrong thing, I put my fist to your jaw. Cause all you corny ass rat niggas is pissing me off. This is real life, I'm real tripe, I earn real stripes. Y'all niggas renting them jewels and they ain't even real ice. They ain't even worth me robbing your ass. You have a bag, see I'll be sticking you for practice, dog. I'm ahead of the class, man. Come on, man. Niggas ain't ready for the board. You do all that talking all you want, nigga. It don't matter to me. Karma's in the building, and I'm back, bitch. Stronger than ever. You know what it is. Destined for greatness, nigga. 1212, the album. Watch out for it. Brooklyn.
TM Hyman Radio Live, I'm your hip-hop informer. Jump on at 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. That was Kev Oust. Self-titled Kev Oust. What y'all think about it? You can jump on the chat. You can hit me up. If you have comments, feedback on the show, if you have suggestions, if you want to see specific people, you can provide us feedback or send us music for airplay at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Big up to Nakoi Banks. On tomorrow night's show, we have Dawn Richard, a part of that Dirty Money crew, Diddy's Dirty Money. She was supposed to be on last night, but we had my man John Brown with that I'ma Love You Right. We're getting requests for I'ma Love You Right from last night, so I'm going to flip that one in a minute on some Quiet Storm. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, The Quiet Storm, with John Brown, I'ma Love You Right, coming up next. But before we do all of that, again, thank everybody for joining us tonight. Great show. Thanks for the love we got from Baghdad and other parts of the country. This is a show where we're just trying to really do something positive. We're trying to share information, trying to introduce you to people, people who are going to be real with you, obviously people who are making things happen, not just in the community, but making things happen in the world. Again, not just in the community, not just in the country, in the world. So, you know, we are world changers, whether we want to accept it or not. And I'm challenging you all to believe, to dream, to imagine, you know, and to fuel those things with faith, hope, and love. It's real challenging. But if you really understand elements, and I'm a believer of, you know, you get out what you put in. If you don't put nothing in, you're not going to get anything out. You know, anything worthwhile is not coming to you easy. You feel me? So just believe. Believe in yourself first and foremost, because you can't believe in anybody else if you don't believe in yourself. You got a dream. You know, God gives us visions. You know, those things that come to you in the wee hours of the night, you know, those things that just, you know, that just come to you, the things that you write down, those great thoughts, you got to start writing them down, because many, many things just come to us and we write them off as, you know, something just came to me. Guess what? That was a great idea that came to you. You should have written it down, because guess what? You forgot. Come on, cultivate your vision, and then imagine yourself in the position, imagine yourself doing it. You know, Nikoi Banks told us that, you know, he's acting today. He was in Q. He was in Green Zone. He was in Brooklyn's Finest. You know, go find these movies. Go see this dude, you know, be more smooth in Q. You know, you heard him live right here, TM Hyman Radio. Believe, dream, imagine, you know, then fuel those things with hope, faith, and love. TM Hyman Radio. This is my man John Brown. He talked to us last night, you know, talked to us about respect, you know. This is his new top 20 Billboard hit right now. It's called I'ma Love You Right, right here, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Oh. I can see you in my life, love you with my hands, so I can touch your body right, love you with my voice, baby, so I can sing sweet melodies, love you with my time, and it will be just you and me, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you, with everything I have, and I'm never gonna keep you. Ain't nothing wrong, we're giving you the keys to the
range, yeah. And
the house
for the end, and ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Ain't nothing wrong with giving my heart, my soul, my mind, my mind.
I'ma love you right, I'ma love you right, I'ma love you right, I'ma love you right,
I'ma love you right. Every breath I breathe for you, tell you no lies, lady, cause everything I say is true. I'ma love you with my mind, baby, cause I think you are the one. And if you're feeling different, just remember you're my girl.